A few announcements before the homily. Right after Mass, please join us as we go over towards Our Lady statue for the miraculous medal novena. We ask for your safety, that you remain in your pews. At 1 o'clock, we'll continue our study on the Lord's Prayer, the book Thy Kingdom Come by Father, and all are welcome. We have plenty of room for people to maintain social distancing, so it's safe. The daily briefing continues at 4 p.m., and of course, live streamed. And then this evening, don't forget the Holy Hour with Adoration and Confession at 7, from 7 to 8, with benediction to follow. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we celebrate the feast day of St. John Lateran Basilica, the Cathedral of the Pope, the oldest basilica of the Western world, and the oldest public church in the Diocese of Rome. As the mother church of all the world, it is the highest ranking of the four papal major basilicas, and that includes St. Peter's Basilica. The original edifice dates back to the time of Constantine, who presented it to the church in the early 300s. It was originally dedicated to Christ the Savior, and later to St. John the Baptist in the 10th century, and then to St. John the Evangelist in the 12th century. And up until the time of that the papacy moved to Avignon in the 1300s, the Pope actually resided in the adjacent Lateran Palace. And this palace has actually hosted 5 ecumenical councils. Tracing its beginnings to the time of Constantine, the structure of the basilica has had to be rebuilt at least 3 times, because it was almost completely destroyed in an earthquake in 897 and severely damaged by fire in 1308 and 1360. And there are, in fact, 6 popes that are entombed in the basilica, with Pope Leo XIII being the last one there, and the rest are entombed, of course, at St. Peter's Basilica. So within the arch basilica and its grounds are a number of relics, not the least of which is the Scala Sancta, or the holy stairs that form the staircase of Pilate's Praetorium, which Jesus climbed to be condemned to death. And you can actually go there today and ascend those stairs on your knees as you pray. And the actual wooden altar, or the wooden table, which St. Peter is believed to have celebrated its Mass, is actually covered by the marble in the main altar. And while today we're called by the Mother Church, by our Mother Church, to venerate this holy edifice, which was made by man, I'd like to spend a few minutes speaking about another holy place made by God, our very souls. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians reminds us that we are to be the temple of God as the Holy Spirit dwells in you. God in the very person of the Holy Spirit would take up residence within each and every one of us, if only we would let him. If we would allow this, our souls could become a source of life-giving grace to those we meet and touch each day. But my friends, there is a war being waged daily for our control, for the control of our souls. The evil one, the devil, would soil it with the cares of the world, greed, envy, jealousy, pride, selfishness, and narcissism. He would make it unfit for God to inhabit. And it is up to us to sweep it clean, keep it cleansed with the grace of repentance and the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, and kept spotless by embracing the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. We're called to be a fitting home for the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, a home that will offer him a kingly residence in which to sojourn while here on earth. The first reading today gives us valuable advice on how we can make our souls that welcoming home by being blameless, faithful to our spouse, teachers of the gospel to our children, and obedient to the will of the Father. We must be hospitable, a lover and doer of what is right and good and just, and live as authentic biblical Christians, followers of our Lord and Savior. And while Paul's words to Titus were in reference to the qualities needed to be a good overseer or bishop, today we are called to take up the mantle of teacher and spreader of the faith, each and every one of us. As modern-day disciples of Christ, we must prepare for the priestly work that our baptism has called us to undertake. We must study the Scriptures, even if we think we know them. We must grow closer to our God through prayer and the frequent reception of him in the Eucharist. We must keep our souls, the Holy Spirit's temples, pristine through repentance for our failures and the cleansing action of the sacrament of penance. If we will do all of this, then and only then can we be assured of being ready to be true and effective disciples of Christ and able to play our given role in bringing God's plan of salvation to this weary world. Then we may be God's vehicles to deliver his life-giving and life-sustaining grace to those in need. Be warned, however, my brothers and sisters, that the world may not always welcome you with open arms. There will be some who would curse you and persecute you for your offer of love. But as Jesus himself told us, rejoice at the world's scorn, because at the very least, it means that there are those who are taking notice. And perhaps through your efforts and with the help of God, some of these lost souls might be saved. So as we take a moment today to honor the Holy Archbasilica of St. John Lateran, let us also take stock of the temple that God has given us, each of us, and try to make it a house of God that our Creator intended it to be. May God bless you.